Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, so Tigers just continue to win last night, 5-1 over Tampa. A couple stories in the game. One was Zach McKinstry, that throw. I mean, why is he this good? And I mean, at 30 years old, Zach McKinstry is on one of those incredible heaters that you ride as long as you can, or the light has gone on or whatever. I guess you don't even ask the question why, but A.J. Hinch said last night, what does he bring to the lineup? Everything. He said it doesn't matter if he's in the lineup, out of the lineup. He's always giving him the same thing. He's bouncing around. He's playing solid defensively, regardless of position. Gator last night, that highlight of him fielding a single, spinning, and rifling a throw to catch a runner going into third to Javi Baez. It wasn't like a perfect throw. Baez had to make a good catch and tag, but didn't see that one coming.
No, I mean, considering it was all in one motion, like fielding, spinning, throwing.
Yep.
Knowing as he's approaching the ball to field it, that he was going to throw to third base. He was not concerned about trying to get a runner out at home, be a hero there. He was going to gun down the guy going to third. It was a fairly accurate throw. Not the most accurate, but fairly accurate enough where, I mean, from that field spin throw thing, like all in one motion, I thought was great. But that's, it also showcases what makes Javi so great. We've seen Javi at shortstop, even when he wasn't hitting over the last few years. Runners trying to steal second base, and the throw would come down, and it's a good throw, but Javi's tag is spectacular.
Right.
He just gets it right on the player more often than not. Did the same thing yesterday, made this adjustment, gets the runner out at third base, and it was absolutely a highlight of the game. Probably the highlight of the game.
Home runs from Baez, McKinstry, and Cole Keith. Cole Keith has really been coming on for this team, and it's really at a good time.
Yeah, his OPS over his last 48 games is like 850 since May.
What's the league average, like 720, 715, something like that?
710, 715, yeah. And the Tigers as a team have a 751 OPS. So as a team, they're doing well. But Cole Keith himself really picked things up over the last couple months, so the last 10 weeks. He has been a very, very good hitter at the plate. Two doubles for him last night, the home run. We're just starting to see the real potential of Colt Keith in the power game.
Average OPS right now is sitting at 715. For those who are wondering, it's 715. On base plus slugging, which has become a very important offensive metric. You know, we talk about getting the extra 90. The slugging provides you with the extra 90 when you start on second with a double, a third with a triple, etc. And, of course, getting on base being one of the keys, this has really become important, far more important, it feels like, than batting average when it comes to measuring a player or a team's value offensively. In the meantime, Kader Montero, another outstanding start. He pitched, I mean, going into this season, we always talk about spring training battles for the final starting spots. It all feels like it's kind of temporary. Pitchers get hurt. If you're going to try and be a good baseball team, you need starter 6 and starter 7, and maybe even starter 8. Those roles are important too, and you might start at AAA, or you might be a long reliever out of the bullpen, but Kader Montero has proven to be, this is like exactly what you'd want out of this guy. You mean you can give us 5 innings of 4-hit, 1-run baseball? 6 innings? Was it 6 innings last night? 6 innings, wasn't it?
Yes. And the Tigers, it's funny you say you may need 8 starting pitchers. Mm-hmm. That's basically what they've used this year. 8 different real starters to start games. And Montero has been one of them. And in 7 of his 12 starts or 7 of his 12 outings, he's allowed 2 earned runs or less. That's pretty good pitching. He's got the ERA down well below 3, below 4 at this point. And when you're looking for a guy to be your fifth starter, there you go. The fact that Casey Mize is upped his game this year and he's fortunately, you know, been healthy enough to make 15 starts. Reese Olson in 10 starts has an ERA under 3 as well. And then Scooble is Scooble, you know, best pitcher in baseball, the 2.02 earned run average. You know, to see Montero do what he's doing as the fifth starter is great. Jack Flaherty goes tonight. Jack Flaherty is supposed to be your number 2. He needs to start pitching like it. And maybe we're starting to see some signs that he is. Struck out 7 in a row in his last start. The last couple starts, he's allowed 3 earned runs in each game. But he's had some shutdown innings lately, which is good to see. Needs to get off to a good start.
Last 6 appearances for Tyler Holton. He's gone 8 2/3. He's given up 4 hits, no earned runs. He has struck out 7, walked none. Welcome back, Tyler Holton. Yeah. You've been here all along, but now you're starting to look like the guy that was dominant at the end of last year. This feels like a bullpen acquisition because that guy could be a back end of the bullpen guy a year ago. And now let's face it, he struggled much of this year. His last 6 outings have been really good, including 1 outing where he went 2 innings, another where he went 2 2/3.
No, he's been much better. And look at last night. You talk about efficient. He threw 7 pitches and got 3 outs on 7 pitches. That's efficiency. And when he is on, he is very, very good. Good to see him bounce back because there was some shaky ground there for a while. And when he's been named to be the opener in one of the pitching chaos games, he struggled. Mm-hmm. But he's getting back to it right now, which is huge for the Tigers because now is where you want to start solidifying what you have going into a trade deadline. It's just 3 weeks away to see, okay, where do we need to add? How many bullpen arms do we need to add? Well, if this guy can be counted on again as being one of the plus arms out of the bullpen, it's a good 7, 8, 9 that they have if they have to go to 7, 8, 9 inning.
248-539-9797. Dan in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1. Hi, Dan.
Scott and Doug, you guys, it was about a year to the day where Kurt Gibson called in the morning show, right, and said this team is a lot better than we think they are, and I almost drove off the road thinking he had a stroke or something on the air.
That's, and God, that's funny. Hold on, Dan. I forgot about that interview. They weren't playing well. Gibby called up and said, that's right. And that didn't go over great. People are like, what is he talking about? Guess what? He was right.
I guess I thought about that last night when I saw Cater Montero throwing, pitching as well as he did. And it's like, you know, maybe this coaching staff, and Doug, you said, are the Tigers the best team in MLB? They might be, but I really think they're the best organization in MLB right now. The coaching staff between Chris Fetter and AJ Hinch, between everybody in the organization, they are pulling on that same rope, and they are this team is not headed towards a cliff of winning 7 or losing 7 games in a row. You know, they're avoiding that, and I think they're avoiding it because of what Gibby saw last year. He's been around the game. You know, does Kirk Gibson know a lot more about baseball than I do? Hell yeah. And...
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are playing so well. It is so encouraging to see. And I think I can, avoid the trapdoor of getting drawn in. I'm drawn in, right? And I don't have to worry about that trapdoor. This team is – Zach McKinstry, that throw from right field last night was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And Dan, if you look at you know, seeking for just signs that they're credible, it's because it goes back to last year. They carried it over. They bolstered what they had. For some reason, we undervalued their offseason. I mean, we talked about it, but they got three pieces from World Series teams. Flaherty, Torres, and Canely. And that was a starting pitcher, a position player, and a bullpen arm. They weren't the biggest names, but they were all upgrades. Well, Flaherty, we'll see. If Flaherty feels like it, I mean, he's still in their starting rotation, and he probably will be, but...
It's interesting. I'd love to ask Gibby now, like when he... If you go back to a year, what his comments were. Now, were his comments more about how he feels the team should look? Is this year's team? Is this what he thought they should have looked like? Because the second half of last season, I can't imagine that's what he had in mind with pitching chaos, yeah, ruling the day for the Tigers to really catapult them into that in that position. But maybe now is what he was talking
about. No, I think you're right. Is if Gibby Kirk, if you want to tell us exactly what it was, feel free to call and let us know exactly what it was that made you make that call a year ago and take what at the time was a not popular stance, that they're way better. They were better than people thought.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm glad Dan brought that up because Gibby was right.
Yeah. And going and it's you're seeing guys that were really kind of put to the test going into this season that have thrived with it, like Spencer Torkelson rebounding, you know. This time last year was Torque in the minors. You know, just, hey, this guy needs to be back in the lineup because he can do damage, and he's doing damage. And, you know, Javi Baez was a doormat for 2.5 years with the Tigers. Just not good at all. But has a surgery, has a good offseason of rehabbing it, and then he's a difference maker. And McKinstry, having the year he's having. Again, we don't think anybody saw that happening the way as dramatically as it's happened, but... I mean, he had a track record in AAA where he was good. The major league level, not so much.
Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Speaking of no good, if your garage doors are absolutely no good, if they're trash, need to just throw them out and get new ones, you're wondering who to call. Here's who you call. Precision Garage Door Service. They're amazing. I needed new garage doors a couple years ago. I knew I could call Precision to get the job done. What I didn't know is that sometimes, in some cases, they can get you new garage doors installed in as little as 24 hours. They can do that because they've got a warehouse that's chock full of garage doors, and they can get that installed quickly. Now, for me, they came out, they walked me through all the options, and I finally picked up the garage doors I wanted, and we got them installed very quickly and efficiently and done by experts. You can trust the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service. They know what they're doing. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit them online and schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.